now, Jackie. It's been like 2 hours. When are we going to eat?
Be ready in a minute.
Well, me and Dad have something to hold us while we're waiting, you know, like a cracker or a ham.
Oh, ruin your appetite. God, Roseanne, I'm in here slaving away trying to make you guys a beautiful gourmet dinner. You think you can wait 1 minute?
Okay. One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Just get out.
Fine. I hope DJ left some sugar pops on the couch.
What?
One more minute, she said.
Well, you know she's a liar, Roseanne.
Well, she's trying to be nice, Dan. I'm afraid we're just going to have to sit here and take it.
Now we're going to eat, now we're going to eat, now we're going to eat, now we're going to eat.
Come on, just get a hold of yourself now. We just have to get our minds off food and we think of something else. Oh, I know. I think I might be getting my Christmas bonus tomorrow.
Hope it's spaghetti.
Where do you keep your spices?
In the salt shaker.
Okay. And is Darlene going to eat with us?
No, she usually just fixes herself a sandwich and eats it up in her room.
Oh, I hope I didn't make too much.
No, you can't make too much. Just scamper on back in there and start cooking.
Okay, okie doke.
Oh, that reminds me. Leon told me to ask you if you want to be Santa at the mall because he's in charge of hiring and it pays $10 an hour.
A little late to be hiring Santas, isn't it?
Wow. You know, the last guy got bitten, so he had to go get a tetanus shot.
Well, that's very tempting.
Oh, that wouldn't happen to you, Dan. You're really good with kids. Not ours, but other people's.
I got a shop to run.
Hey.
Darlene.
Very good.
We thought you were upstairs rotting in your room.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Where were you?
I was out.
Where?
With a friend.
Oh, do we know her?
No.
Well, what's her name?
Karen, okay? God. I mean, do I have to account to you guys for everybody I know and everything I do? Why don't you just get your own damn life and stay out of mine?
Did you hear what she just said to us?
Yeah. She's finally got a friend!
And her name is Karen. Karen. Hey, Karen, come on in, Karen. Darlene's upstairs, Karen. Love your nose ring, Karen.
Say, are you naturally bald on one side of your head there, Karen?
Hold your gun for you, Karen?
It's not ready yet.
You're
oh,
done.
Yes, it is. Beautiful. These little midget chickens, you know, all laid out on this plate with these little tiny baby vegetables all around. It was just like a work of art. We ate it in 9 seconds.
That ought to teach her.
Yeah, well, she gets this way around the holidays. Loving, caring, giving, annoying.
Well, here you go, ladies. Bonus time. It's just Rod Bell's little way of saying, yeah, you work here too.
I thought we were getting cash.
Popular misconception. Merry Christmas.
This is gonna suck.
And a Happy New Year.
A Rod Bell's coffee mug?
You're right, that does suck.
What'd you get, Leon?
Oh, cash again.
I don't believe this. What'd you get, Walter?
I don't know, and I don't care. I'm not opening it on principle, because this whole Christmas thing is way out of hand.
Here we go.
It's unbelievable. It's not about peace on earth anymore. It's not about God. It's about buying Grandma a clock radio, even though she doesn't need it, just because she sent you a cheese basket, which you gave to the mailman who really wanted scotch.
I think we found our Santa Claus.
I already told you, Leon, I'm not going to be Santa.
No, why not, Walter? It's $10 an hour.
I heard they never did find that last guy's finger.
No, he's fine. He'll be able to hold a cup again by February.
Yeah, good. Goodbye, Leon.
Jeez, if I don't find somebody soon, I'm going to have to throw that fat suit on myself. Did you ask Dan?
Yeah, I did. I asked him, but he can't do it. And I mean, we really need the money, too.
Well, we need a Mrs. Claus.
Well, what does she do?
Oh, she gets the kids to stand in line. She takes their photos. She hands out the candy canes. You think you could do that?
For $10 an hour, pretend like I'm married to some fat guy that just sits in a chair all the time? I think I could fake my way through it.
$7.50.
What, the woman runs herself ragged for half the money of Santa?
Sorry, that's what's in the budget.
Well, but that's discrimination. I mean, why did we, you know, burn our bras? You know, why did we march on Washington? Why did Mary Tyler Moore take her hat and just toss it up in the air, you know? For $2.50 less than Santa? I don't think so.
Well, there goes a few seconds of my life I'll never get back.
I want $10 an hour.
I can't change the budget, Roseanne.
Okay, well, then let me be Santa.
Oh, please.
Come on, I'm jolly.
Oh, in that case, no. Hey, I want to be Liza Minnelli, but we don't always get what we want.
Oh, come on, Leon. Santa's got to be a woman anyway. I mean, who else would do so much for so little?
Roseanne?
No, it's true. Santa loves children. He takes care of them. He nurtures them. He loves them. I do that all year. Let me love and care and nurture Leon and pay me in cash so I don't have to declare it.
I don't believe I'm going to do this. I mean, you sure you don't want to be Mrs. Claus?
No, it's a stupid, thankless, menial job that nobody even cares about. That would be just perfect for Jackie.
Roseanne, ready?
Yeah, is my beard on straight? Yeah. You see my boobs?
No, no big. So, Santa, what do you think of your wife here?
Well, I must have married you before this Christmas thing made me a big star.
You're a pig.
Oh. Well, kids, hiya. My, you've all grown since I saw you last year. Hi. You know, Santa can't wait to talk to all of you kids, but before he does, my dear wife, Mrs. Claus, would like to tell you just what we're gonna do. Mrs. Claus?
All right, listen up. This is the procedure. You step up to the lap, you state your Christmas wish. You get your candy cane, your photo, and you leave the lap. Any deviation from this procedure will result in loss of candy cane. Remember, possession of cane is a privilege, not a right. Nobody gets bit on my beat.
Oh, that's okay, Sally. You know, Santa's just as afraid of you as you are of him. So now what do you want?
Go ahead, Sally. Ask for that Heidi Homemaker vacuum cleaner and the little Susie steam iron.
Is that what you want, Sally?
And tell Santa that you want those ballet slippers. Come on, sweetie. Tell him that you want to be a prima ballerina like we talked about. Tell him.
Excuse me there, Mom. Would you mind plie in your butt behind the rope there so Sally and I can have a chat? You know, that's okay, Sally. Santa's mom wanted him to be a ballerina, too. But Santa did just what he wanted to do. And now he's his own boss. He works one day a year. And he's way more famous than even Michael Jackson. Why don't you tell me what you want to be, and then maybe I can help you find a toy to get you there.
I want to be a dentist.
Okay.
And a cow.
Smile. Remember this?
Well, now Jason Santa sees an awful lot of teddy bears, you know.
You gave it to me last year.
Well, that's because you were such a good boy.
I hate it. I wrote you a letter asking for a truck.
Wow. Mrs. Claus, come here a minute, please.
Yes, Santa.
There seems to be some mix-up. I never got Jason's letter. Now, I want you to get on the phone and find the elf responsible for this and fire him immediately. He's gone. He's history.
Right away, Santa.
Happy now, Jason?
Uh-huh.
Then smile.
Does little Ed want to tell Santa what he wants for Christmas?
Well, he'd like to stay with his Auntie Roseanne for a whole weekend so his mommy and daddy can go away together.
Crystal, I already got you a limited edition Rod Bell's coffee mug, so would you just give it a rest so I can talk to the kid here?
A new nighty, big dangly earrings, and 3-speed hair dryer.
Yeah, and a bottle of that Submission perfume. The big size, because Rod Bell's will give me a free umbrella with that. Okay, now give that to your dad and give Santa a big kiss.
There we go, Jimmy. There you go.
Jackie, this kid wasn't next.
Sure he was.
He was way back in line.
He gave me a buck.
Yeah, well, Santa doesn't believe in you either. Ow, my ear. Ow, quit it. Ow, my ear. Ow.
Good, isn't it? All right, now there's a lifesaver in there.
Hey, kid, get away from that camera. You hear me? Get away from that camera!
Oh, come on up here. Oh, all right. What's your name?
Sam, and I've been good.
Oh, a kid that knows the drill. I like that. What can I get for you?
A BB gun.
Oh, I'm sorry, but Santa's fresh out of guns this year.
Oh, come on, Santa. See, I don't have a dad, and I need a gun to protect the house.
You do too have a dad? Jeez. Oh, you fibbed to Santa. You're getting clothes.
Well, Santa, usually he's a pretty good boy, so I think maybe a sled would be okay.
All right, but you just remember this. I know when you're sleeping and I know when you're awake, see? You step out of line one more time, you're gonna wake up Christmas morning knee-deep in sweaters. Smile. Go get your candy cane.
I can't believe he did that right in front of me.
Well, we all lie sometimes. Like, for instance, I'm not really Santa Claus.
I know. Darlene told me.
Oh, are you one of Darlene's teachers or something?
No, actually, I own the bookstore down on 3rd Street. Darlene comes in a lot. My name's Karen Miller.
Oh, you're Karen?
I already gave you a candy cane, Sammy.
Didn't I?
I did, too!
I better go. It's nice to meet you.
Excuse me. Hey, you believe that kid? What's the matter?
Oh, remember I told you Darlene had that new friend, Karen?
Yeah? What, is that her mom?
No, that's her.
You're kidding. Thought she'd be younger.
Well, duh, Jackie.
Well, so what?
Well, maybe she's the reason why Darlene's all weird, you know? Look, she's all in black. Darlene dresses all in black, and she owns a bookstore, and Darlene's been doing all this reading lately.
It's not like it's a cult or something. And what happened to you being so happy that Darlene even had a friend?
Yeah, but this friend's supposed to be 15 with a retainer and a bad attitude, you know, the kind of kid you want to smack. That's what I was hoping for.
Hey,
Fat guy, beard at the mall.
Oh, Mrs. Connor.
Roseanne.
Roseanne. Hi.
Hi. How's Sammy?
Oh, well, we just had a big fight. I told him to go clean his room, and he said he couldn't hear me because he was born deaf.
Well, that's pretty good for his age.
I'll tell you, I'll be real glad when he's out of this lying phase.
Is he your only kid?
Yeah.
I got three. It's not a phase. It's a nice shop.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I can't compete with the big chains, so I mostly sell the hard-to-find stuff. Not to Darlene, of course. She's my worst customer. Comes in here all the time, sits in the back, reads, never buys anything.
Yeah, she probably got that from me. I'm the one that taught her to eat dinner in the supermarket. She's not bothering you, is she?
Oh, are you kidding? No, she's a real pleasure.
Yeah, that's just how her father and I describe her at home. You know, Karen, I came over here because I wanted to...
I know. You want to talk about the Star Trek convention, right?
Well, we can start there.
I was going to bring it up at the store, but you were kind of crazed. She wouldn't miss any school or anything. It's just that she got so excited when I mentioned it. My husband and I were thinking that, gee, we'd really love to take Sammy this year, and she's so good with him, we figured she could take care of him at night. And I understand why you said no, but believe me, my husband and I are perfectly normal people who just happen to dress up like Romulans once or twice a year.
Well, I didn't exactly say no.
Oh, well, great. I wish you'd think about it. I mean, she just is so excited. She's so into science fiction right now. I mean, just look at all the stuff she's writing.
Yeah, well, I'd really like to. You got any of it laying around?
What do you mean? She hasn't shown you any of them?
No.
Oh. Well, maybe, you know, she's like testing them out on me before she shows them to you.
Yeah, that's a nice try. I don't think so.
What are you doing here?
Well, I met Karen at the mall.
You just can't stay out of my life, can you?
No.
I can't believe you're spying on me.
Well, I can't believe a lot of things either, Darlene.
You know, it would probably be a lot easier to pretend I'm not here if I'm not here.
Oh, man.
Well, how come you didn't tell me that Karen's my age?
Well, that's none of your business.
Well, what is my business, Darlene? Do I get to find out how come I'm not letting you go to this Star Trek convention that you never even told me about?
Because if I would have told you about it, you would have come down here and embarrassed me.
Well, I'm here anyway. I want to know how come she knows more about you than I do. How come you can talk to her and not me? How come she gets to read all the stuff you're writing and I don't?
Because you'd laugh. You'd make a joke out of it.
I would not laugh. I didn't laugh when you showed me that poem.
That was like 2 years ago. I mean, you put it on the refrigerator. You thought it was cute.
Well, it's because I was proud of you.
Yeah, well, I'm not cute anymore.
Oh, believe me, Darlene, nobody knows that better than I do.
What would you do if I told you that I didn't believe in God and that's the kind of stuff I write about? Would you put that on the refrigerator?
Oh, so what? You don't believe in God now?
Maybe.
Well... Who do you think created, the final frontier, the place where no man's ever gone before? Who do you think did that? James T. Kirk, huh?
Typical, do a joke.
Oh, yeah, well, you've got it all figured out, don't you, Darlene? You know, when I was 15, I was sure that I knew everything, too. But the older you get, the more you
find out... We're not talking about you, we're talking about me. I'm not like you, and I never will be like you.
It's too late, Darlene. You are exactly like me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. You have to have the total last word and everything, just like I do.
Right.
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 Right. Right.
Hey, Becky, what's doing?
Oh, everything.
What does that mean?
Well, Mark just gave me my Christmas present a little early.
Yeah, what'd he give you?
Yeah, I'm kidding. I got it out of a gumball machine. It's a joke.
Don't you ever do that again.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you'd laugh.
No, that was not funny. That was cruel. Oh, here comes your mom. Do it to her.
What? Maybe later.
Hey, what's with you?
Well, I just met Karen.
Darlene's friend?
Yeah.
What's she like?
Well, she has a 5-year-old.
What, is she a senior?
No, she's my age.
You're kidding.
No, and that ain't all either. Like, okay, did you know that Darlene likes to write short stories? And, okay, Darlene likes to go to Star Trek conventions. And, well, when she's around Karen, Darlene's just a pleasure.
Well, that ain't fair.
It's like she's living some kind of a double life.
That's 2 more than we thought she had.
Well, I mean, I guess that's good for Darlene and everything, that she's got somebody to talk to.
This woman's okay?
Yeah, she's really nice. I liked her, but... I mean, I just feel really left out. She gets the Darlene that I want, you know, the one that writes and talks and does stuff. I get the grunting brat that...
Hey.
Hi.
What's that?
I guess it's something that Darlene wrote. So I guess I do get a Christmas bonus after all. What does your mom do when you get in trouble?
Well...
She yell at you?
Usually she just says not to do it again.
And then you do it again, right?
No.
Then you never do it again?
Wow.
You totally mind what your mom says? That's pretty amazing.
Did you when you were little?
No. No, I never minded. That's why I'm a huge star now.